Chekoktau Beach. Chekoktau Beach was the biggest open space on Keto, and it had many important functions. Let me introduce them one by one. Sun Drying Beach. In the late 1940s and 1950s, several hundred fishing boats of various sizes operated from Keto, supporting a fishing community of over 2,000 population. Fishery resources were extremely abundant in the local waters, and the fishermen had very large catches. Since there were no modern-day refrigerators, the fishermen sun-dried their harvest. This was a common way to extend the shelf life of fish. Initially, the fishermen sun-dried the fish on the roof of their junks, but as their operations grew, they sun-dried their catch on the beach. Some fishermen eventually gave up fishing altogether and worked full-time as sun-dried fish producers, purchasing fresh fish and processing it into sun-dried fish for the market. The sunning ground on Chekoktau Beach was so vast that more than 10 tons of fish could be spread out on it. When catches were good, the whole beach was covered with fish, making quite a spectacle. Sun-drying is a perfect example of being at the mercy of the weather. Fresh fish would go bad within a few days if not dried in time, resulting in great losses. Sun-dried fish was supplied mostly to outside buyers, who delivered it to salted fish wholesalers in the Sai Ying Pun or Western District fish markets in Hong Kong Island by truck and ferry via Sha Tau Kok. In later years, it was also sold in the Aberdeen Wholesale Fish Market. Keto's high-quality sun-dried seafood was also sought after by buyers in Guangdong and Southeast Asia. Venue for the Fa Pao Challenge. In addition to being used to sun-dry fish, Chekoktau Beach was a venue for traditional festivities. All our villagers, both haka and fishermen, were invariably faithful followers of their guardian deity goddess, Tin Hao. Big ceremonies and celebrations are staged during the annual Tin Hao Festival, which falls on the 23rd day of the third lunar month. The Fa Pao Snatching Contest is a major event during the festival. In the old days, a launcher filled with gunpowder was set up, and 4-foot-long numbered bamboo missiles, we named them Pao's, were fired into the air. Villagers who successfully caught a falling pow could claim a Fa Pao shrine of the corresponding number to take home. It was believed to bring safety and good luck for the whole year. There were also Ding Pows, Choi Pows, and the Ding Choi Pow, symbolizing a new baby, wealth, and both fertility and fortune, respectively. The latter, which offered everything our villagers wished for, was the most hotly contested trophy. Given the intense competition, injuries were common. To avoid accidents, Fa Pao missiles were banned in the late 1960s. The competition was replaced by a ballot system, and 25 Fa Pao's are available in a draw every year. Sports ground. Before a proper sports ground was built in 1966, Kato Public School held its annual sports day on Chekoktau Beach. Running on loose sand was more physically demanding than running on pavement, so it helped our students develop strong legs. Many local athletes had a stellar performance at the regional sports day.